Do you hear that? It's the sound of TD Ameritrade's Education Center working smoothly behind the scenes to curate its own content to your investment goals and interests. Head over to tdameritrade.com/education to start learning. Member SIPC.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, April 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For the class of 2021 who've endured the pandemic for a big chunk of their college career, graduation will mark the end of a tumultuous stretch. But once the pomp and circumstance is over, it's time to get a job, which brings more challenges than usual this year.
So it's tough when you don't have previous jobs or internship experience to lean on. When this is your first career right out of college, you don't have a ton of negotiation room. And compensation shouldn't be the number one thing that you're looking for.
That's Jessica Schaefer, vice president of the LaSalle Network staffing firm. Coming up, she'll discuss what the job market looks like for this year's graduating seniors and tips for what to expect and what to say in a job interview. That's after the break.
Now that commission-free trading is the norm, it's time to rethink how we define value. Value is more than a price tag. It's the confidence of knowing you have a team of traders on standby to answer any question. It's Thinkorswim's charting and analysis tools, and it's a personalized education to fine-tune your skills. Value is becoming smarter with every commission-free online equity trade. Discover true value with TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
It's been a rough year and a half for all of us, but particularly for the class of 2021. As these soon-to-be graduates look to land their first job, what challenges do they face, and what steps should they be taking? For answers, we called on LaSalle Network Staffing Company Vice President Jessica Schaefer, who's with me now. Jessica, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Jessica, last year around this time, the job market looked disastrous for college graduates. Pretty much the whole country was shut down during the pandemic. So how does the job market look for this year's graduates?
It is drastically different. The pendulum has now swung all the way to the other side, where in March and April and May of last year, everything was paused. Nobody knew what was going to happen, when things would pick back up. Whereas now we went through this economic recovery and we're emerging on the other side where companies are hiring. And the jobs market is really strong and really healthy. And so it's crazy to think that 1 year has passed for these graduates, that some 2020 grads are still looking for jobs while this fresh crop of 2021 has a lot of opportunities that are available to them.
So LaSalle surveyed 2,000 college seniors and 88% said they had not yet accepted a job offer. Is that number unusually high?
It's higher than we've seen in years past. So we've conducted this survey for the past 6 years. And typically, there's a high unemployment rate for these grads right around graduation. We survey in February and March of each year, so it's a little earlier than when the May and the June grads might be coming up, but it's higher than we've seen before. And part of that is because those graduates didn't start looking for jobs as early as their predecessors. So the class of 2019 and 2018 and 2017, they started looking 6 months to a year before graduation because they knew they were coming into a really healthy jobs market. Whereas this class of 2021, they didn't know what to expect in December and January and February, so they held off on looking for positions. So now they're really starting to come out and hit the pavement and try to find something.
So as these seniors you surveyed go out looking for a job, what do they say is the most important thing to them when considering a place to work?
There's three factors that have remained the top three factors, I believe, for the past 3 years. So the first thing that's important to them is culture. They want to work for an organization that they like to work for, that they feel valued and appreciated, and that has a culture of retaining its people. They really are prioritizing location as the second biggest factor. You know, some of that may be that they're looking to go into a new market. And so maybe they want to be in Denver when they're in Chicago or New York or wherever. And so that location is really important. And then the last thing is benefits. They're concerned about making sure that they're covered. Medical, dental, health, all of those, 401k matches. Those things are important to the class of 2021.
You know, college grads often use internships or part-time work to gain some experience when they're applying for jobs. But many in this year's graduating class saw internships canceled during their junior and senior years due to the pandemic. How do they work around that?
This year more than ever, which understandably so, we saw, I believe the number was 25 to 30% of grads didn't have a single internship or job in their college career, which makes sense because most people, freshman year, sophomore year, they're trying to get the hang of college, make sure they have good grades before they take on more. And so this poor class is graduating and they didn't have the opportunities because most companies shut those down when COVID hit in their junior year. And so the big thing here, to your point, is how do they build up the skills that they would have gotten in a job or an internship? So temporary work tends to lead an economic recovery. And so that's a great way for entry-level college graduates to find employment, to build those skills, and potentially to have a job offer at the end of that work, that assignment. So that's number one, temporary work. Number two is you can still take jobs and internships. As more and more companies continue to open back up, these are available for college seniors. So you don't have to jump right into full-time work. You can take an unpaid internship. You can volunteer with an organization to build up some of those skills. There's also a surplus of ways to build your skills from the comfort of your own home. You have LinkedIn Learning and Coursera and all of these different tools at your fingertips. Some that cost money and some that are completely free. And so grads should simultaneously, as they're going through finals and preparing to wrap up their senior year, they should also be looking at how can I continue to augment my skills to be able to put some additional things on my resume.
But on the flip side, it's pretty common for employers to list experience requirements in job postings, even for entry-level positions. How should they approach gaps in experience when they're recruiting candidates?
So by and large, I would say most hiring managers understand that if they're hiring someone from a recent graduating class, whether it be 2020 or 2021, that they're going to have gaps in experience and they won't have as many jobs or internships as previous cohorts of graduates. And so it's to be expected. I think they should talk absolutely about how did you use your time during COVID? You probably had extracurriculars that were canceled. You probably maybe moved home and didn't live on campus, and so you had a little bit more time on your hands. Tell me how you use that time. It's not necessarily about having a specific job or internship that occupied that time, but did they take additional classes? Did they go through a certification program? You know, I'm thinking about marketing specifically. Google Analytics is a hot topic right now that companies are looking for. Did they get certified? Did they do a HubSpot certification or whatever it may be? There's lots of ways to use your extra time that you had and showcase that to an employer, and employers will appreciate that.
Now, everyone's path to graduation is different, but what are the must-haves that students should make absolutely sure are included in their resume?
We believe that you need to cater your resume to the job that you're applying to. And so Don't lie, not even white lies, right? You shouldn't do any of that on your resume, but look at the job description that you're applying to. What are the key responsibilities and requirements that are on that job description? And do you have any of those? And how can you cater that on your resume? Again, if they're looking for a specific software, a specific skill, and you have it, make sure you highlight it on your resume. You should have a different resume tailored even just slightly to the positions that you're applying to.
You know, Jessica, the millennial generation, people in their 30s and early 40s now, they had a reputation for moving from job to job. But in LaSalle's survey of the class of 2021, the students indicated they'd want to be at a company long term. Why that shift in thinking?
I believe the biggest factor could be because of the turmoil that they saw in the past 13 months since COVID hit. They saw parents and friends and family members getting laid off, getting furloughed, and not having the stability of a place of employment through a really tough time. And so they want to stay at companies for the long term. They don't want to have to go through the turmoil that they saw family members and friends going through. And so they're ready to buckle down and invest in their careers and invest in a company.
Okay, so let's wrap up with job offers. Even though the economy continues to recover, many companies may not be able to be as competitive in compensation for entry-level employees as graduates may like. How should that negotiation go?
So it's tough when you don't have previous jobs or internship experience to lean on, when this is your first career right out of college. You don't have a ton of negotiation room, and compensation shouldn't be the number one thing that you're looking for. And as we talked about and as we heard in our survey, it isn't the number one thing that recent college graduates are looking for. Don't get me wrong, everyone needs to make a living, but you should be looking for opportunity, growth, companies that are going to invest in you, a culture that invests in its people and retains its people. There are other high priority items where if you join the right organization and you want to work hard, the compensation will follow.
All right, that's LaSalle Network Vice President Jessica Schaefer. Jessica, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.